Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day, for fresh inspiration that we can behold the manner of love you've given to us and stay in tune and represent your kingdom and be everything you made us to be, so as to experience this unique, special, beautiful love predestined for us in Christ to love in word and in deed. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 3, verse 16 to 19. This is how we have discovered love's reality. Jesus sacrificed his life for us. Because of this great love, we should be willing to lay down our lives for one another. If anyone sees a fellow believer in need and has the means to help him, yet shows no pity and closes his heart against him, how is it even possible that God's love lives in him? Beloved children, our love can't be abstract theory we can only talk about, but a way of life demonstrated through our loving deeds. We know that the truth lives within us because we demonstrate love in action, which will reassure our hearts in his presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this amazing love that we have, it's all found in Jesus and it's all seen in Jesus. And this is the beauty. It's not a love of trying to impress the world out there. And yeah, it's found in Jesus. And he came and he lived his life out here on this earth. And that it's so beautiful. In the last couple of verses in John 12, he speaks about that. What he's seen and heard, he declares. Yeah. And so he shares what his Father tells him. So he stays in tune. He's not looking for his own glory. And then the works that he does, he receives from the Father. So he doesn't walk outside of the boundaries of the Father's purpose. And he does this on a daily basis. And he done this from baby to young man to father. And then ultimately paid the price so that we can come into that unique destiny, that unique love that was predestined for us in Christ Jesus before even the foundation of this earth, before anything happened. So God has got a unique love for us. And now we're in fellowship with the Father and Son so that we can tap in and then we can be the fragrance in this world. And when we walk in those footsteps, we will definitely be touching certain people, certain situations, being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So that's the essence of the love. It's staying in tune with the Father and Son through the Spirit. I like the end part of the reading. That's a way we can assure ourselves. We're looking for the best in God. We don't want anything more or anything less. We don't want to be the person that is the cleverest and has got the most things. You know, we don't want worldliness. We want godliness and the godliness that has been set apart for us. And as I was reading there in John 12, Jesus says, now the Son of God will be glorified. But so unless a seed falls into the ground, it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground, it will bear much fruit. And what just touched me is Jesus wanting the best for all mankind, wanting the best for each and every one of us. And he knows the best, and the Father knows the best, and the Holy Spirit is there to bring those thoughts to us on a daily basis so we can not just know the best, but we can share it in word and in deed. That's what it's all about. And then he tells you exactly there in John 12 what is required. You've got to turn away from wanting to be the cleverest and the best in the world. You need to want what God wants for you. That's it. Turn away from the world. And then he says, follow Jesus. And now when you're following Jesus, you can be a pleasant fragrance. You're not ashamed of Jesus. You're not ashamed of the Father. And you can be the fragrance you need to be because Jesus says in that day, because you're not ashamed of me, I will not be ashamed of you. when I come in my own glory. This is exactly what he's doing now. He's waking up the goodness that's available for the children of God to walk in his footsteps and in my Father's glory and in the glory of the angels. Amen. The Father's heart has always been for us to be in Jesus, with Jesus, and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And the glory of the angels are the ones that open up the right doors, close the wrong doors. They're the army of the Lord, bringing about the goodness that is in heaven. Remember, they kicked the devil out of heaven, and now they are here with the Father, with the Son, with us, and that to put the devil out in every way in our lives and on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.